am my car. I am my clothes. I am my bank account. I am my house. I obey my thirst. I have it my way. I just do it. I deserve a break today. I double my pleasure, double my fun. I live the high life because I'm worth it. I'm looking out for number one. I wait for nothing. I have a million choices. I get what I want. I do what's best for me. I spend my time where I want to spend it. No one wastes it but me. I have the world at my fingertips. If it doesn't work, I'll throw it out and get a new one. If I'm uncomfortable, I leave. There's another place just down the street. If I'm unhappy, I'm missing something. I find it. I buy it. If I want it, I get it. I accumulate. I collect. I acquire. I take. I use. I devour. I consume. I am not the center of the universe, but I'm the center of mine. I want to know what's in it for me. I want to know what I get out of it. I'm here to find happiness. I live for comfort. I exist to be served. The world exists to serve me. I am the customer. The customer is king. I am king.
So this morning, we watched a video on leadership, whoever was here this morning, and what it takes to be a true discipleship. And we showed that 2 years ago in church. What a church needs to do, and that is to plant the holy seeds, if you guys remember, to get out of our comfort zone, right? Tonight, we watched a video quite the opposite, a video that reminds us that everything in today's age revolves around us, me, myself, I. We have a million choices every day to make. We have everything at the tip of our fingers, right? Every marketing slogan we see, every company we see, screams out that we're number one and nothing else matters. We have to agree that we are a consumer driven culture. And what I mean by that is if you don't like a car, we get a new one. If we don't like T-Mobile, we get Verizon. Every 2 years, we get a new iPhone, right? We get what we want. And this consumer centric culture is not just outside of church, but it's creeping inside of our church as well. And it can sidetrack us from the main mission, and the mission is to be disciples, to be leadership, just like the first video we saw this morning. This makes us think and ask the question if life really is all about what is in it for me. Okay, so with that in mind, I want to introduce you guys tonight a really cheesy message. It's going to be so cheesy, you guys won't even forget it. There's a new crazy application, new crazy gadget on your iPhone or Android, whatever phone you have. Don't look for it. You might already have it. You might not. This application guarantees you to get what you want in life, to make life much easier, to make it more convenient for you. Okay? It's called the iGod. It's following God with a lot more I, with a lot more myself, me, everything surrounded around me. This new gadget allows you to look like a Christian follower on the outside, regardless of what's happening on the inside. The iGod application enables you to fit God into your life the way you want to, but not fit your schedule around God's schedule. And if you ever wanted to follow God without those annoying bits of obedience, risk, sacrifice, discipleship, then this app is just right for you. The most popular feature of this application is the function that allows you to select easier bits and pieces of the Bible that you want to follow. If you don't like challenging sections from the Bible, then the application iGod is right for you. It allows you to pick and choose pieces from the Bible to make your walk more comfortable and more convenient. The history of the iGod, it didn't just start with Steve Jobs when he invented the iPhone. This actually has a long history, and here's some highlights. I found three examples from the Bible that I want to share with you guys tonight. The first one, the serpent tempted Eve in the Garden of Eden, saying, "You will be like God." God knew what was best for Adam and Eve, but apparently Adam and Eve knew what was best for them. Since the beginning of time, people struggle with the temptation to reject God's leadership and make ourselves king. King Nebuchadnezzar was driven out of his kingdom and out of his mind because he thought he was all-powerful, okay? And the third example I have for you guys, it's King Hero. He was receiving worship from people who were saying he was God. And I'm going to read you guys in Acts chapter 12, five verses. Acts chapter 12, verse 20 to 25. Now Hero had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord, and having made Blastus, the king's personal aide, their friend, they asked for peace because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Hero, arrayed in a royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them, and the people kept shouting, "The voice of God, not the voice of man. The voice of God, not the voice of man." Then what happened? Immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he did not give glory to God. And then what happened to him? He was eaten by worms and died. But ultimately, it says here, verse 24, but the word of God grew and multiplied. Okay? So however, it's not just crazy dictators that have an I God or have this application. We possess an I God whenever we take back the crown. What I mean by that is whenever we think we know better than our maker, whenever the creation thinks they know better than the creator, whenever our lives revolves around us, me, rather than others. So the question for tonight is this application right for you? Is I God right for you? If you want to go to the next slide. Of course it's not. Jesus was very critical of the religious leaders of his day, saying, "You like to appear righteous in public, but God knows your heart." Okay? And what about us? Are we really following God or just trying to look like we are? Having an I God might fool some people, might fool your friends, might fool your parents, might fool your leaders in church, but ultimately it's not fooling God. God wants a genuine day-by-day relationship with him. And you'll be tempted to invite God only into the spiritual part of your life, like church and youth group, while excluding him from your school life, your social life, and your Snapchat life. But if God isn't Lord over all your daily activities or everything, then he's not Lord at all. So this year, what I encourage you guys is to resist this temptation, to resist the temptation of this application called iGod that I just introduced you guys tonight. Instead, pursue an authentic walk with our Lord and Jesus Savior. Amen.
Amen.